Everyone. Hello, hello. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for tuning in to Radiance by Design. And I'm hoping that some of you will call in. I'm going to start posting the number because my friend asked me for it, so I'm a little more organized than usual. It's 888-627-6008. I want us to talk about a lot of things tonight. Radiance by Design is about you and I learning to radiate at a higher level. And one of the interesting things is the guides were talking tonight when I was channeling with them about how, you know, I think of radiance by design, I think of your vibration. So how when people, when we're commenting on one another, right, and when we're raised, which we all were raised, of course, where people judged us and put us in place and helped define us and refine us, it's almost like they had, their words were like little sculpting tools, weren't they? And they kind of kept us either feeling small around certain subjects or feeling really expanded around certain subjects, feeling really loving, feeling afraid to love. And several people have been talking lately. I've been traveling to Costa Rica, as most of you know, and several people who I consider to be interesting and wise people, because we did workshops there, and my friend Jill has Ama Tierra, which is a great little retreat center there. So just about everybody coming through had the kinds of conversations that talked about life and what it meant. And what we were learning about, a lot of it was how it's such a lot of turmoil, and the foundational subject for human beings is very often fear and insecurity, and how we strive and struggle in this kind of soup or stew to what we call, at least I've done many a time, of thinking that I'm going to do this, this, and this, get a degree, get a job, marry, live happily ever after, have a couple of kids, and then everything will be fine. And guess what? It doesn't work that way, does it? Fine is very often in the heart of the struggle with security and fear, with money, with want and lack and desire and, oh, who knows, addictions and rages and all these things that we don't really want to be fraught with. But these are all the materials that you and I have used to get ourselves through this life. And back to people's words, people's comments on us have helped us feel pressured inside sometimes because we're less than, has helped us feel either judged or maybe expanded. Maybe we've blown smoke and made us feel way more powerful than we are, which is also a possibility, right? So as we go back and forth thinking about this, and then more and more I'm aware that there isn't really a great gold watch or a huge celebration about life. It comes through what goes on inside of you and I, how much we have learned about love, being loved, feeling love, enjoying love, and all of that, how much we have been able to translate, not translate, how much we have gone through these different changes in life and different pressures. And as a result, we have learned that love is an expansive tool. Love is something that we learn to radiate and radiate at a higher and higher level. Many of the time I'll work with people who have very bright light, but I see that their love ability is still thwarted because they have learned a certain amount about caution, about holding back, about not wanting to throw themselves away or look like an ass or whatever it is we think we're going to do, right? So love is that ability to radiate a respect for people. And even if you're angry at them, there can be a real radiance in you about that very deep love for life, for humanity, for the divine in each and every one of us. How many of you have learned to adapt to that kind of feeling? Because I haven't all the time, but I sure notice the difference. Hello?
Someone patched me in. Were they not supposed to patch me in?
You're patched in, so that it must be perfect. Who am I talking to?
Amber.
Amber, hi. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Amber, who I told what the number was, see? And now I'm more primed for everybody because I had to find the number for you, right?
Yes, and I couldn't find it on the website, but welcome back. And I'm relating to what you're saying. I didn't know that I was patched through. It just kind of patched through, so I apologize. I didn't mean to interrupt.
You know what? It's absolutely fine. As people who listen to the show regularly will tell you, we always do a meditation at the beginning, except when we don't.
Okay.
Everything's like that. And sometimes people phone in right at the beginning or in the middle of the meditation. That's fine, you know. But cool. I'm glad to hear from you. Amber, talk about what you're working on with yourself. Amber's got a lot of spiritual drive herself.
I am... working on, I don't know, I've been working on my bowels have been really upset the last few weeks. That's what I'm working on.
You're working on what? I missed that part.
My bowels have been upset the last few weeks. So that's
okay,
what I'm working
on. Let's talk about that. What does that mean to you?
I feel like I have really sensitive bowels, and then I eat a bunch of food that doesn't. It's really hard for me to be on a strict diet, and I'll eat something okay. that's healthy, and then follow it up with something that's not necessarily healthy or too rich or something like that. But I don't know. I feel like when I deprive myself, it makes me go bananas. So I don't know what that is about. But I'm working on it. I work on it tonight by eating full bratwurst and beef cheeks. Suddenly my stomach started growling, and I'm like, I thought beef cheeks might be good for it, but apparently not.
But it's really funny because you're talking about the belly area, which is the area that is the cauldron of wisdom. You know that, eh? Hmm. You have all these. I was talking about how people, when we're growing up, and you're no exception to this, where people's voices come at us and tell us this and that about ourselves, we can be made smaller, we can be made more anxious, we can be aggrandized, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at you and I'm going, you know, Amber, and this, she was talking about her bowels, I'm saying it's more like the sensitivity in that subconscious karmic part of your body is excruciating. And there's like a lot of emotions. We talked about love and all of those things for a few minutes. And I'm going, a lot of the emotions you deal with for you, and there are other people out there who won't experience it in the same part of the body, but for you, the fragility is in that part of the body. So you go through something where it brings up your insecurity. You've got a basis of being judged. I know that already about you, but I can also see it vibrationally in there. So then you go through brand new experiences and throw a bit of, I think we throw dangerous foods into our gut because we're so used to feeling badly that we're making ourselves feel at home.
That makes sense.
What do you think of that? It does make sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it was funny because I got hungry. I'm working out of town, so it's like I don't really have, you know what I mean? You don't really know where to go kind of thing. And
right.
And I was really craving meat, so I went to this place that had a lot of different meat dishes, but instead of just getting like fish or steak or something easy, I went for bratwurst and meat and mushroom and like a salad that was filled with cheese, and it was all super delicious, and it was exciting to eat, but then like within moments my stomach was like rah 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 rah.
You know what? If we really got complicated about that, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. I cross-talked.
Oh, I was going to say I had a lot of energy work done this evening, so maybe I was freaked out by the energy work, like polluted it with heavy meats. I don't know.
You know what? I want to say something else, too. Like I was talking earlier, and I'm reiterating the same thing, which is that when you've been judged a lot when you're small or when you're very, very insecure because it's crazy when you're growing up, you will do. Most of us will eat, for example, things that can make us maintain a craziness.
Mm.
I'm not calling you crazy. You know me better than that.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is when you throw in the pierogies and the bratwurst and a lot of the cheese stuff, I think what you've got is a battle going on in your gut to actually be able to process it out. And I want to say that I look at you as an intuitive. I look at you as I am the intuitive here, even though you're very intuitive. I'm just looking at it from my perspective. And I told you how important it is we take in how people look at us, right? But what I'm seeing is that there's this juggling in the belly area, which for you is very, very sensitive, of all these kind of influences and people around you as a small person. And I'm going, you almost purposely put those things in there to set up that dissonance.
Mm.
It's a weird thing to say, but that's what the guides are telling me about you right now. And energy-wise, and I know you can do, you've got your Reiki, you're a Reiki master. There's all kinds of energies you can use. And I want to say, just even running, and people at home can do this for themselves as well, is the flat of your hand, running it in a spiraling circle around your belly could probably help your digestion very, maybe not immediately, but when I do that for you, the legs get really strange as well. So you could jump in when we're moving the energy in the belly, and I'm just circulating the palm of my hand to make it like a spiral in your belly. But the legs start to show me how they're kind of vulnerable and fragile and don't feel supported, don't feel understood. And I want you to play with those images because it'll help us, rather than diet, which a lot of us try to do, is really, really more interesting, I think, to watch how you fuel conversations in your body with some of the food you eat. Because you're really a smart woman, and I know that you'll get it. Almost like I can feel maybe my parents disagreeing or someone disagreeing or chaos in the household. You know, jump back into being small and try to identify who's speaking through what reaction. It's very fascinating to do that.
Hmm.
What do you think
of
that?
I think that's awesome. Kind of, I know this is probably it's like a random question, but should I take antibiotics for it? I emailed my doctor to see if I could get some. Just because it's been a few weeks now.
Say it again because your voice got muffled. Tell me again.
Should I take antibiotics for it? Because it's been like a month now of just being a shitosaurus. such as a certain kind of exquisite area.
I would, but I would do a lot of probiotics. Are you doing that?
I can double them. I've been taking it a little bit, so I can just pack it in.
Do you take them on your, on a, I don't know what the protocol is for probiotics, but I'm wanting to say to you, take them on an empty stomach, and before you eat, regularly take some probiotics. Because your stomach, if you think about the, now everybody at home, I want you to think about this. If you think about the disagreements that you might have been raised in the middle of, even if they weren't directed at you, sometimes antibiotics are essential. I know that. But sometimes they can make you feel like your gut is frozen and things, you can't really digest what is going on already, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, and I have to digest what's going on because I'm going to be put into the fire here in a couple of days. So,
but one of the things that's interesting about this, and this is again for everybody at home, is we talk about digest what's going on, and Amber's talking about her belly and gut sort of thing, and I'm talking digestion. But what I keep seeing is certain foods she has create the dissonance that came up amongst the adults when you were a child. And also there were a couple of other young people. There was a lot of dissonance. And so you're feeding the various dissonances. So when we ask about what to do to calm it down, if I were you, I'd try to pull out one at a time in your mind. You can do this. Pull out one at a time and say, oh, there's my dad. That's my dad and that I was reacting to there. Or this is my mom and I'm reacting to. You see what I mean? And
yeah.
There's some kind of teacher, somebody older who created some reaction in you. And I think you would get a lot more healing if you're doing something like probiotics and trying to attach something in your mind to each one of them one at a time. It's kind of an unusual approach, but I think you'll find it interesting.
All right, well, I'll try that. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad you're back
and
from
then,
Jamaica.
What's that?
I said, I'm glad you're back from Costa Rica.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Amber, and thank you for calling into the show. I hope that wasn't too enigmatic for you, but I think it's an interesting thing. I'm going to think
no,
about
it. No, I think it's perfect, actually, because I did all this energy work this evening. And I'm sure your listeners, because they're in this is a woo-woo space, I did this energy work where I removed my skeleton, then I put a new skeleton in, and then I let all my skin melt off and all my organs melt off and put new organs on and skin because I've been in a lot of pain. Like a lot of pain lately, physical pain. And I thought if I practiced removing everything and starting fresh that it would help. And then as soon as I was done, I was like, oh, I need meat. I had this huge meat craving. And so I went to go get some, but then it was like there was so many choices of like things that weren't probably the best choice, but they were so delicious. I was like, anyway, long story short, I think you're right. I think it was like I probably moved a lot of stuff tonight and then it freaked me out, so then I had to slow it down.
Well, anyway, I think we have another call, but Amber, I really am pleased you called and we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay,
all right.
Bye.
Bye, honey. And that was interesting. So let's pay attention to diet as well as responses to the influences that came onto us as kids. And I think what you said is that we have another caller. Is that right, Doug?
Yes.
Hello. Is there a caller?
Hello.
Out there? Hi.
Hi.
Who have we got?
Monica?
Yep.
It's Leah.
Hi, Aaliyah. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm glad to be back, although I had a great trip.
Oh, I was thinking you might want to stay there.
Well, I would like to in a way, but I also have a lot of things to do. And it's pretty hard to get certain things done there, but I'm going back.
Yeah.
There's some very interesting spiritually driven people there, but there are everywhere.
Ah.
So I just happen to be in a niche of them. And you're running, what kind of classes are they on you're running some classes now on the weekends, aren't you?
Yeah, on 3:30 on Sunday. I just got my website back up after it, you know, I had to change hosts and stuff like that. So if you go to Parallel Minds with two Z's, ZZ.com, you'll see it. It's called, right now it's called Ordinary Magic. It's called the Ordinary Magic Call or Show or whatever. And it's like, it's just a thing on, you know, creativity and creating with energy, basically, you know, how to create in the new energy. So I think that's going to be the topic.
That sounds wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the topic of the next call. And, you know, I had kind of an unfortunate beginning because we were talking about Super Bowl Sunday the first time, and then it's how, you know, Valentine's Day the next time. So I'm just trying to get more people on the call. It's a kind of a participatory thing, but it's also kind of a transmission of information that happens at the beginning of the call. And then there's sort of an open discussion.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's describe the characters that are on the call. Let's describe the personalities that are on the call.
Well, I'd say they're pretty... Yeah, some people would call them New Age, but they're definitely pretty high vibrational people that are involved with this shift in consciousness. So okay. That's, you know, that they're, it's sort of like pre-qualified now. I don't know. At first I thought I was going to be talking just about, you know, sort of basic stuff that I talked about in my first book, but I think it's more and more people being aware of this shift in consciousness or working hard for it. And so those are the people I'd like to talk to because we're learning how to create in, you know, new things out of the energy that we're bringing forward. So that's the topic.
And what are new things? Are you going to learn how to create hats and books and boots?
No, I see that, you know, like creating a new, you know the dream that we're holding, you know, in common and also individually.
So like a community of conscious people?
Right, yes. Actually, I think this is really going to eventually be the community that I found. It's going to start out with these calls and, you know, slowly add people to the community. So that they can have like a place to gather and to, sort of connect with each other. And it's focused around what they're creating. So less about the healing aspect of this shift and more about what are we creating, which is really what I see as my role. It's kind of like coming in there and helping with that. So,
I like that whole idea. That's wonderful. I think that's a brilliant idea. And actually, almost everybody I got to know in Costa Rica this time was talking about community building. And they weren't talking about...
Mm.
They weren't talking about, okay, we're all going to get together in the same environment. They were spreading out the concepts and brainstorming, like, okay, it could be a networking system. It could be mm-hmm. a light work system around the world. It could be a conscious aging physical community, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't matter who came in the door at this wonderful retreat center where I was staying, but even the youngest people that came invariably would connect to it. Some of them were into nonviolent communication. And they wanted that kind of a community, which would be just how you communicate, you know, it's like a language.
Mm-hmm.
And what I liked, because I'd love to be in a community myself, but I haven't done that much to create it. But it just seems like it's in the air and there are a lot of people going, hey, we need to do that.
Yeah, and I think the people that have been doing this work for eons are feeling a bit disconnected. So I'd like to create like a virtual community so they have people that they can talk to who are on the same plate, in the same stage of this evolution. Because some people might be just beginning, and that's really not the audience I want to really reach out to at this point.
Yeah, that's why I asked you who yeah. would be in it, because it's really important.
Yeah,
yeah.
And, yeah, I think they're advanced and people, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, but they can become advanced too, right? What I mean is,
well, yeah,
it's not.
Well, I want
it's not a stifler
to be advanced. No, it's not. Exactly. It's not intended to close people out. But what I wanted in the beginning is to make sure that the conversation stays at a, you know, a more advanced level, so that I can sort of sound, I can bring in the founding members, shall we say, and those people
can
then network out. And I've always said that one of the aspects of this. Of this community that I want to build, it has to do with, you know, healing. You know, there's a healing aspect of it, but then there's also a building aspect, you know, because after you've healed or hold, what do you build? And there are people out there that are interested in building new things, you know, and those are the people I want to talk to, because I think they all need help. They all need to not help necessarily, but they need to collaborate in order to do it. And
it doesn't
matter
if they do that. You're right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Even if someone is not becoming physically involved in your community, they can network in the concept, and it can be translated to another community. There needs to be something going on around the world.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's just beginning. I'd be very excited to sort of talk to you a little bit more in depth offline about, you know, what you discovered in Costa Rica, because that's fascinating to me.
Yes, I'd love to talk about it. Also, for people listening to Radiance by Design, I'd love you to call in with your opinions, or text me or email me with your... I'm trying to make sure that one of my computers is working, because I've had computer karma lately. But, it's really good to have other people's opinion about all this, isn't it?
Yeah, and actually in the last call, you know, there were just a few people on the call, and I asked them for their feedback on the call, because, you know, and I think that, you know, you and I are very active with what we do, and, you know, but we still are kind of, we don't really go outside of our spheres sometimes, and I think that, you know, asking for people for feedback makes... they kind of clam up sometimes. It's like, I just really want to know what you think, if this is going in the right direction.
Well, I want to pry those shells open and see that clam pulsating in there.
Yeah, I know. There's clam people.
Well, the thing is that we, here's something that I want to say to people who are listening, as well as you, Aaliyah, is that for years and years and years and years and years, a whole bunch of us have worked diligently from the inside out to keep cross-examining ourselves and trusting and expanding and praying and meditating and trying to bring the light forward and having all these beliefs that the shift would really just come and really hit us hard. You know, it seems to be much slower than we thought. But during those years, for many of us, there was a tremendous isolation, was there not?
Yeah,
and we can't really do that anymore. We have to be able to gather. We have to be able to bring our forces together at a much higher level. It's required just for the survival of the planet, but also for the work that we came to do. We all came to do stuff, not just as a star, but as a galaxy. How's that? Not just as the one who does it, but as a flow and a wave that is going to move around the planet and beyond, right? And we're really, today I was driving somewhere because I was, as I say, having computer problems, and I went back to an area in which I lived briefly because there's a good computer guy there. And as I left his place, I saw that there's a new facade on a storefront, and it's called... I think Institute of Lightworks.
Ooh.
And I went, oh, what's that? In my inimitable fashion, I go, screech! I take a look. And it's not open yet, but there's a list of, you know, is a list of metaphysics and astrology and blah, 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 and energy and So I'm going to follow that up, because the fact that they called it Institute of Lightworks, I thought was a brilliant title, because to me it means a gathering of something that we used to all be in secret with, or a lot of us were, to a degree, you know? I liked it.
Yeah. I think we've been under wraps for a long time.
Yeah, well, it's time, you know? What have we got to lose?
Well, that's it. I mean, I basically am. I think when I'm, like, redesigning this website, or actually not really redesigning it, just trying to get it back up, but really thinking about what is it going forward. And, you know, this direction of doing something spontaneous and in the moment really appeals to me. And I think it really, that's how I direct myself right now. What appeals to me, not what am I afraid of or what do I have to do? Because, you know, what I really have to do will get done. You know, I don't have to really worry about that. But you know, that, to leave the anxiety out of the equation, I think what we've been dealing with, and that's why I wanted to open this interactive talk or this discussion using the Ordinary Magic vehicle, is to really help people when they're dealing with stuff that, you know, like we've dealt with stuff for years with the, you know, the fear of whatever and the anxiety, you know, the what I call the waves of anxiety that is kind of flushing through society right now and actually bringing stuff up to the surface. Because what I see is that we've already created a plant and the plant is still underground and it's just starting to like push up. But when it pushes up, it disturbs the ground above it and whatever's above it. So it can push up through a rock, you know. It just is, you know, has to go slowly. And I think that's why we're getting a lot of breakdown of even in our personal lives, but also on the global stage. Because that.
But I think we have to have that. I think we. Yeah, we have to.
Absolutely.
Have that. And that's.
Yeah, but
the
if
thing
we don't
about
have a connection in the discussion. Yeah.
Yeah, but I want to say one more thing before we do a meditation, because I really like what you're doing. And I also want to say it's time for us to move forward, so when we collaborate and we share our light, that wave moves with more vehemence through the planet, you know? And it's connected to by, I met a fellow who's a Christian minister, and he's talking like that. So it's not like it's going to be our own bailiwick. We metaphysical light workers, all kinds of people are going to rise into, and we need to really affirm that by connecting up with it. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's time.
Well,
the time has come,
has
the walrus said.
Yeah, it has to be a place, and this is the thing that's kind of interesting. For me, it has to be a place where people feel safe. And where they're, but there's a certain qualifications for being in the community, because, you know, you can't be, you know, spamming the community or whatever, or marketing things across the community. So there's a lot of that that's still going on, the sort of the old, you know, paradigm, the old lightworker thing. But I want to create a community where people feel safe to discuss what they need to discuss. So there may be different rooms in this community, so, shall we say, or houses or whatever. Metaphor you want to use. And one would be for healing, you know, where people can go and they can just spew out whatever they need to spew out because somebody's listening. And I call that a listening circle. It's a listening circle where you can actually have a circle of trusted people that will listen to you. And it doesn't matter what you say. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you say, because I think what we've all kind of experienced, you know, this strange
12 steps.
Criticism. Yeah, or the criticism that happens. So like, well, you know, I happen to be in a good space, therefore where you are is inferior to where I am, and the whole system. And then also the sort of the idea of, well, you know, you're thinking such negative thoughts, you're making that negativity. Like, well, no.
I know. I'm just so
you know,
sick of
having emotions.
Here's the other thing, and I'm going to throw in just for the sake of focusing on the dynamic of it all, is that some of us who started many, many years ago, worked like little Dickenses. It was like digging a ditch a lot of the time to get ourselves moved. And some of the people, so I want to say sometimes people can enter and they haven't been doing any of their work yet, and they come in and they move like a house of fire. And they've got a lot of work done that took us 20, 30 years. And that's because it's getting lighter and easier, and we want to welcome them when their intentions are clear to keep growing. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's a different time-space relationship to what it used to be.
Yeah. And we're still in a transition zone because people, you know, eventually we're going to move into, you know, a society where people are totally safe and there is no, you know, fear of someone else stealing your ideas or you know, criticizing you or whatever, because everybody will feel, you know, like fulfilled and happy. And, you know, I know that sounds idealistic, but that's what I've seen. And I know that that's coming, but we're just still in a transitional space where people might bring forward the old issues that might be sort of clouded or concealed under something that sounds like rhetoric or, you know, New Age aphorisms or things like that. So I think they're sort of
we're still in a transition stage. Yeah, but we have to be in transition, otherwise we're stuck because everything's got to transit, you know. But right. I agree with what you're saying fully, and I want to do our meditation. I promised several people to put them in the structure. Also, I just want to say to people, you know, write in, write to the show, or write to, do you want to give them your address or phone number or email?
You can write me at services@parallelmindwith2z.com. So my website, and you can go and subscribe to my website, and you can also get information on what's happening, you know, when I finally build this community. And that's parallelmindzz, as in zebra.com. So that would be services with an S at parallelminds.com. So, you know, that's
and otherwise, just send a little note to me, and I will get it to Aaliyah.
Oh, thank you so much. You're a doll.
And thank you for your call, and thank you for reminding us of so many movements that we need to make as light workers. Thank you.
Well, it should be done in joy. That's my feeling about it all. It's
well,
not
I'm
work
having
anymore.
Fun.
It's joy. Yeah.
That's right. So, thank you for your call, Aaliyah, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Now, let's take a couple of deep breaths. It's time for us to do our sacred geometric meditation. And I want to do it because it's a very, very wonderful, it's a wonderful way for us to perceive all of reality, which is in these amazing geometric forms and shapes. And so many of you come in touch with them in your inner visioning after you're used to knowing what they mean and how practical they are. Because, you know, most of our sight, we've tried to apply to use it to see the things we're looking for and the things we want to understand and what makes up our world. This is just taking your sight a little bit deeper and a little bit farther, or perhaps a little higher. So I'd like you to take a couple of deep breaths, as I said. And I want you to call in from above, as in the next breath, beautiful gold light through your body. And now focus up above your world so high, up above your head, about 2 miles, see up there a golden ball. And below your spine, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light, a gold light, I would say, but you can use silver if you prefer, or whatever you love. And run that filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine down into the lower golden ball. So essentially, you're on a skewer, right? You're on a spit. And then around you from the upper golden ball down to about waist height, drop a gold pyramid and upside down with its point going into the lower golden ball, another gold pyramid. So there's this big diamond, the gold pyramid sticking up and the base of it meeting the base of the other gold pyramid, which is upside down. push the two together, you got yourself a diamond. And inside of that diamond, create a crystal ball. And the crystal ball can make you feel very feminine. You could feel the power of the feminine energy. Yeah, it's very beautiful. And inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron. To me, it's like a three-dimensional Star of David. And I think I use a little poetic license on that. But do you see what I mean? It's like your Star of David, but you can see it in three dimensions. And you're inside of that. Remember, you've been skewered with the gold light. Woo! And now I want you to turn, spin, and spin, and spin in your star tetrahedron, your three-dimensional star, and remind yourself that this is also your Merkaba or Merkaba, which is your light body. And as you learn to work with it and become more and more familiar with how it feels to have that light body around your body-mind, the more empowered you are by feeling that, more consciously able you'll be to move dimensions, to go through, to travel. Yeah. That means travel to higher levels. Okay. Now, as you're spinning and spinning and spinning in this star, you're spinning and spinning in the star, and in front of you, I want you to see this amazing, magical screen. And the screen is large enough for several little movies. The first movie is you becoming what it is you want to become. And all of you who've listened to this show quite a bit know that I always say I want to become consciously multidimensional. So if I'm on the ninth dimension or the eighth dimension or the sixth, whatever, I can talk to you from there and really be awake to it. The guide said to remind everybody that they're always around, but they, as we focus and intend, we really feel their presence because they vibrate with us, and then that's their signal that they really are in cahoots with you at this point. So where was I going with that? I'm saying take a look at your first screen, you becoming what you want to become. And when I say I want to become consciously multidimensional, what I see and feel is the presence of the guides around me. I want to be in that state of, it's so interesting because if you're about to channel or if you're about to do some healing work, very often your body will start to vibrate or buzz or whatever. And that just tells you that your angels are near and that you're being amped up in order to do the work that you came to do, right? So you're not doing it. You're certainly not doing it alone. We're doing it in the light and in the love of the beings that are around you. Now wrap that in light, move it over to the left, assuming that you found your way to become or at least to know what becoming your greater self is going to be. Now let's do another movie. And on this movie, you're creating a project you really want to create, right? And it can be some of you, I know, really want home and family and children and so on. And your life has been, especially for you light workers, your life has had its own themes. And even though you've used all the greatest creating your reality technique, somehow you haven't found your Prince Charming or Princess Charming. Right? But I want to say to you that you've grown and grown and grown. So I want you to look at the second screen, and on the screen, I want you to project what it is you would like to become. And what kind of project do you want to do? You want to write a book? Do you want to have a home and family? Do you want to travel the world over? Do you want to do multidimensional travel? Do you want to go out and meet aliens? Do you want to, you know, decide and see all the resources coming to you for the money, for the time, for the courage, for the hairdo, whatever it is you need to do the project that you want to do, to see the resources coming to you. And the resources are plenty. Everything comes to you in a very plentiful fashion, right? And as it does, you find yourself getting closer and closer to what it is you're dreaming of creating. And that's where you stop for a minute and applaud yourself when you've created the project you want to create. stop, applaud yourself, give yourself a big hug, all right? And then what we do is we see the resources coming again, enough resources coming from all the directions in which you need them to come, from which you need them to come, to sustain your project as long as it's natural for it to be sustained. There you go. And you know that you can do it. And as you sustain it and it sustains you, there's a lot of laughter and peace in you, because when we do the projects we want, we have a lot of peace. And for those of you who wanted a relationship, home, and family, let's pray that that's what you got. I'm rubbing my hands together. It's something I always do to get the energy going, especially after we've done a little bit of group energy work. Let's wrap this whole scenario in light, move it over to the left. And now I want you to open the Galactic Healing Center. What is the Galactic Healing Center? It's a place where we take a table, set it up. We also call in from the teams of beings that surround you and surround me. We have a number of beings there in the team who are amazing healers. And so every time we do this project, we want to say, okay, for the Galactic Healing Center, we want some of you who are really, really excited about doing healing work to come and stand around this table. There might be about 9 of them, I think. And then you get to be the first person to jump up and lie on the table. Because we have to start somewhere, and you're the center of the universe with this particular vision, right? You're the center of the universe, so we got to start with you. And we're going to say to your guides and angels, I would like you to help me with something or another, whatever it is. And if you don't know, you say to them, I'm not sure what I need. Can you tell me what I need to do and what I need to work on? So I see each of you, and I'm on one of the tables now. Each of you is on the table of your own. Yeah. And see if you can feel, see if you can feel the kinds of energies that are coming to you and through you. Okay, and ask them if there's any information about you that you might become stronger and more powerful if you knew what it is that you want to be working on in your body-mind. You know, it can be an attitude, it can be a toenail, it can be anything you want. Okay, some of you want the third eye. Okay, now let's wrap you in light. And let's move it over to the left. The thing is that our healing team replicates themselves so they can go away and keep working on you. We have a fresh table here, and now we're going to bring in someone else. Someone who needs a lot of help. And there's two people I see here, one's a male, one's a female. The female has been in excruciating for a long, long time. So we're asking for some pain relief and some help for her. And our male friend who's here has had some kind of an accident, and he is also in excruciating pain, but it's the kind of pain that is more didactic. You know, it's the kind of pain that is like in your face in the moment. And the thing with him is he does not want to take Oxycontin, that sort of thing. So he's suffering instead. Oh, my goodness. So we have our wonderful woman here, and we have this male here. I think his pain struggle, the male's pain struggle, has gone on for maybe 20 years, off and on, with some very small respite with substances that he's very worried about. So you and I know that the angels and guides can really help him, and it's about, it can help both of you. It's about imposing or impinging in the brain on some of the ways in which the healing energies are daunted or are blocked. So what we want to do is make sure all of that is open. Good. Yeah. That's it. wanted to see this gentleman. I want to see, yeah. It's very interesting watching people because he's resistant in a way because what they're doing as a healing team is actually painful for him. He's used to burying his pains and not really feeling it. The interesting thing about that is you could say that, oh my goodness, he's having pain, which means he's coming along. He's doing better than he was. Yeah, that sounds so simplistic, especially when somebody's suffering. And our wonderful woman who has had chronic pain for so long, she seems to be getting better. I want to say that to you. I think you know who I'm talking about, and you are getting better and better. It's a slow process. There we go. It's a slow process, but we see that you are getting better and better, and I'm proud of you. Now, let me see. We have wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And we have also a little table here because we have a brand new baby, just a sweet, sweet little baby born 6 weeks early and now has an infection in the hospital. Can't be held by our mama. She's in an incubator. Mama's aching to hold her, and she's probably aching to be held by mama, I would say. But the fact she has an infection right now is not funny. So let's just be wrapping her light, and she's called Galilea. Okay, let's wrap her in light and just love her like mad, appreciate her for being here, for having the courage of perhaps losing the way. Oh my, she's got so much courage. You know, it's funny, isn't it, that a little wee baby who's 6 weeks early can have a huge soul. Isn't that amazing? Because your soul and my soul is way beyond what this little body looks like, you know, what my hairdo looks like. Interesting, isn't it? So anyway, let's wrap this little baby in light as well and know that she is a big soul and that there's something that she is achieving or is actually living through at this point. So what looks like thwarted is not so. It's an opportunity to deal with her karma, if you will. And he loves her very much. We're not saying he doesn't. Now we're going to wrap this little one in light and the whole healing table and move it over to the side. Okay, now I'd like you to do the final one, which is to call in our political table. Let's bring in a fresh, fresh table. And let's bring in a healing team, our same healing team, but let's have each of them have their own healing team, and each of those have their own healing team, and each of those have their own healing team until you have probably close to a million healers right here. These aren't just healers. These are angels. Oh, my goodness. Okay, here we go. And now we're going to bring in a political question here. What was a political question somebody was telling me about today? I was saying also that I heard that Citizens United can be, X'd out with just a slash of the pen from Obama. And I've been angry because I'm going, if that's true, he ought to be doing it. And maybe there's a lot of reasons why he can't. So let's put it on the table. Let's put Obama on the table, or let's put the Congress on the table, or all of them, with that particular bill that says overturn Citizens United for the sake of the whole country. And not just the country, it's for the whole world, isn't it? Because whatever America's been doing has been kind of sullying the efforts of other countries. They're trying to follow the American way instead of doing what we would consider to be a bit more healthy. So on the table, we have Obama, we have the Congress, and we have this amazing choice about whether or not to stand behind, to commit, to, what am I trying to say here? I just suddenly had some disagreement going on in my head. To the overturning of Citizens United, let's see if we can get everyone to release whatever the traps are inside themselves or the political illusions that they would be more powerful if it stayed the same way as it is, because you won't. But the other thing is We want to just see it in all of its radiant glory and see the people who have any impact on it at all being just absolutely charged with this pink, pink light. Let's call in a very bright pink light. I like a kind of a salmony one that's really built to be of a higher frequency level. Let's bring it down and absolutely flood our question, flood anything to do with political leaders or people who have clout in this country so that could be released. And say thank you, thank you, thank you. Wrap that in light, move it over to the side. And then we're going to step out of the Galactic Healing Center, close it off. And then I want you to start spinning, spinning, and more spinning, just spinning and spinning and spinning. And as you do, I think I left out a part here. So I want you to see way up above your head. I want you to see that, the universes are changing and the glowing lights represent the changes going on there. And I want you to call in through the top of your head some streams of this amazing light and have it spin round and round in your head and in your heart. And as it spins round and round in your heart, it moves up and it goes down your arms, through your shoulders, down your arms, and out your hands. And then I want to see each of you patching parts of the world where there are very ill people and a lot of poison affecting the animals and trees and so on. I want you to be patting it with this amazing harmonizing light. It's possible, ladies and gentlemen, for us to make one humongous difference because it's really time. You were born for this. I was born for this. Why are we here? Because the world is going to shrink globally in a whole bunch of ways, and that's what's going on. And we're going to discover that we have power that we never thought of. We have an unlimitable power, but we have to learn to take it. It's not power over, it's power from. It's like a radiance by design. So after we have called in these beautiful, beautiful lights and we pat them all over the world, if there's any sickness, challenges, poverty, murdering of the lands and so on, we just keep getting the world brighter and brighter. It's radiating this incredible light. Yes, because we're putting it on it. And have that light go round and round and round the planet. Come up your arms, your hands, and then up your arms, and come up through the shoulders, go down and circle round and round in your heart, pop back up, okay? And then come back into this room with me, turn around, and again, we have to jump into the star trihedron and spin and spin and spin and spin, and then come into this room with me. And I want to thank the healing angels and guides so much for coming along with me today. Okay, now we're going to be called off stage in a moment, but I want to say it's been wonderful speaking with you all. Thank you for the work you're doing. Big blessings to those that we worked on. Big blessings to all of you. And I hope to hear from you soon. I'm back from Costa Rica. Remember that when we speak to people, we can make them smaller, we can make them bigger. Don't just blow smoke and flatter people, but sometimes people need some flattery. And I just want you to keep remembering how we can dull their radiance and our own. And we don't want to do that anymore. As we radiate at a higher and higher level, we lift the whole planet. And you can choose to radiate at a higher level. I know you can. I can see it in you. So I'm very glad to be back from Costa Rica. But I want to say that stepping away for a little while and working strictly in the healing mode and then coming back, I have changed a lot since I came back. And one of the reasons for that is the steady, regular influences that we have on us can have a lot to do with how you and I carve and shape our radiances. Our design is sometimes too much coming at us from the world. So it's great to isolate for a little while and let yourself unravel some of the mysteries of being you, the only one in the universe that's you. Much love. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Tune me up. Let me know what's going on with you. VeronicaEntwistle.com. Or you can write to me, text me, or anything. All right, everybody. Good night. Thank you again for listening. And thank you again for calling in, Miss Aaliyah and Miss Amber. Much love.
Thank you.